Yud Beis Kislev Toshim Pei Hei Arav Eilish Kei Shita.
The parasha begins Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefonov El Esav Ochiv. Yaakov is preempting the mistake. Chazal say he shouldn't have done it. He was preempting the situation with Esav. Sent messengers ahead to Esav to find that, to spy out the lie of the land. And the pasuk says Malachim. Rashi says Malachim Mamish. Not because the word Malach in Lashon HaKodesh can mean messenger. Quite clearly, Malach very often is used as messenger. Later on in Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu says we sent a Malach. He was talking about himself going to Mitzrayim. So Malach can mean a messenger. So Rashi says here it means Malachim Mamish. So there's 2 points on that. Why did he use Malachim Mamish? And for Vana Beis Rashi did he use Malachim Mamish? So the posuk that is, he had to send Malachim, because real Malachim and not messengers, because he don't know what will happen when he gets to Esav. Esav could have abused them and killed them, whatever. So he can't send people, because it's a very risky situation. So he couldn't send. We had that with David HaMelech. David HaMelech sent messengers to be Menachem Ovel, a Goyish king, and they abused the messengers, chopped the beards in half and chopped the clothes. So you've got to be careful when you deal with Esav. So Yaakov had to send Malachim. But man, basically, it's not Malachim, because he's just the last possible before was Malachim. Remember that Yaakov Avinu is handed the Malachim. Ayem Yaakov kasher ro machanoim zeh. So Vayikra Shem Malachim machanoim, and Be'emes the Rosh Tevos and machanoim and May Oisa Chayil Notol Yaakov Malachim. So there's Ramosim, he said Malachim. Okay, and Nocham Remes is Lefonov. Of course. Why does it say he sent them before him? Of course he sent the Malachim. You don't need the Fonov. The Fonov means those who were before him. He constantly was surrounded by Malachim. So Remez, it was Malachim. Okay. And he sends a message, and he gets back a report that things are not so very pleasant. He's coming with you, he's coming to meet your Abba Meir's Ish. Obviously, if it's come to make Shalom, you don't need a delegation of Abba Meir's Ish. The Abba Meir's Ish, obviously, he's coming to attack you. So the pasuk says Yaakov's immediate reaction was Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzeloi. Double expression, Vayira, Rashi says Shema Yehoreg, maybe he will be killed. And Vayetzeloi, and he was upset, he was distressed, he might have to kill Esacherim. Okay, we have to kill Esau. So the greatest difficulty here, Bechlal, is Yaakov Avinu has had two guarantees from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Alto Zangut, on his way out and on his way back. Hashemachu came to him by the dream, and later on his way back, you'll get home safe and sound. So, what's going on here? What are you afraid for? Okay. So there are different ways of understanding this. Let's take two different halachim. The Reb Shimon Schwab in Raman Mesa Shoeva says like this. And remember, they touch that, so that's what the Chavos HaVavos means as well. It's natural and normal for a person to fear a danger. Can't tell them don't fear a danger. You see in front of you something that's dangerous. There's an Esau, a whole bunch of armed ganavim, armed murderers, and of course you're afraid. But you're not meant to lose hope. You're afraid it might happen. What you do then, because you're afraid, you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after you've davened, you feel serene and you're calm. Yes, is he good? And we see that happening with Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu was, oi, chavin ha-sakana. Nothing wrong in having that momentary feeling of despair and worry. To live your life with worry, to go on and to be broken down because of the worry, that's a lack in bitochen. Once you realize you've done what you have to do, you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokei of Avraham, and we see he went alone by night to fight the Malach. He was alone, he wasn't afraid to go alone, but he was a Yaakov Levadoi, because after he davened, she got shot, yes, the emotion, but a lady can, I'll have no problems after. So that's, we understand that shtickler. There's another Mahalach. That's not a lack of bitochen. To have
he had the promise from the Shmuel,
Okay. So Rashi answers that again a bit straight with the Chavos Lavavos, but Rashi says Shema Nislachlakti Bechet. Nislachlakti Bechet. It's still the difficulty there is the Chavos Lavavos says very clearly that Bitochen is knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mative with the person whether he deserves it or not. Unconditional. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to me unconditionally. Okay, so that is a bit schwer, but I'll tell you a pshat from the Moshe Sternbuch, and he says, according to Rambam, what Yaakov's fear was. I think Mekendez Yoh first day. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Teshuvah, it gives the different levels of kaporo needed when it comes to from an Aveira. So, over on Mitzvah Saseh, you do Teshuvah, he's already Mochel. Aloy Saseh, it goes through the stages. The first stage, the worst stage is Avar Aveira Menasa Bechina Hashem, the Kaporo Yom Kippur Helfnish Teshuva. Yom Kippur Alein Machnish Teshuva Helfnish Yisurim Helfnish. You've got to go through the whole gambit. Chilul Hashem is a shurek. The only Kaporo Chilul Hashem is you make Kiddush Hashem through the Oinshim and through his death. That is a Kiddush Hashem, so you've rectified the damage. Chilul Hashem is damage. And to rectify the damage, you need Kiddush Hashem. As well as the number. That's how it goes. Yaakov Avinu was choshet himself. A tzaddik is never complacent. Tzaddik looks back at his deeds and says, does the Yogi Mengus finish? What could I have improved? That's what a tzaddik is. The whole time he's always worried and thinking about his mahalach, his situation. A businessman's always worried about his financial situation, how's he doing with his customers. Oh, but a tzaddik is, how am I vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shel Olam, how am I doing? I did this mitzvah, how was it? He examines it. That's what it's all about. Yaakov Avinu wasn't sure by running away from Lavan, Kenzan does Achil Hashem. Achil Hashem. Running away without telling Lavan, not nice. Achil Hashem. Oy bazoy, if it's a chilul Hashem, the only way to put that right is with the Kiddush Hashem, and the Kiddush Hashem would be Esau would come and kill him, and that would be a Kiddush Hashem that a tzaddik who did wrong got punished. That's a Kiddush Hashem. So that was why Yaakov was afraid. This lachlakti b'chait now means that because of the chait that I did, it will be necessary. I made a promise. If you do chilul Hashem, chilul Hashem. The only way to have a kapara of chilul Hashem is Kiddush Hashem, and the method of Kiddush Hashem could be through Esau overpowering Yaakov, and Yaakov, and the world sees, Rashi says clearly, if the world sees a tzaddik is punished for a kleiner misdemeanor, is a ghost of Kiddush Hashem, and that was Yaakov's fear, and therefore the Havtocha is only without serious serious wrongdoing. They give a moshul. If somebody employs somebody to do a job for him, and he promises him a wage, promises him £100, do this job for me, I'll give you £100. Okay, so let's put it better. A rich man sees a poor man, never got this cap on also, so he wants to be nice to him, he says, will you do a job for me, and I'll pay you £100. So it's a toiva to this oni that you have in lab work. And the Oni is very pleased, and the Oni didn't do the work. He didn't do the job. So afterwards, he meets up with the Gavir, and he didn't do the job. The Gavir said, oh, it doesn't matter, here's the £100. The Gavir is a Baal Chesed. More than a Chesed of the Gavir. He offered him £100 to do the job. He didn't do the job, but nevertheless he gave him. That's a big Chesed. But imagine, if the Gavir said to the Oni, I want you to look after this precious item of mine. He's got a Ming vase with thousands of pounds, and you'll look after it for me very carefully, please, and I'll pay you. And he doesn't look after it. No, he doesn't look after it. He slashes it on purpose. And the Balabas pays him. If the Balabas lets him off, it's a gewaltige chesed. Not punishing him, not charging him, but paying off the two. That's what Yaakov Avinu felt. Yaakov Avinu, the person gave me a promise. I promised him, I'll give you, I'll look after you. Oh, but I've been so bad. I've not done what Hashem wanted me to do. I've broken his mean walls. I can't forgive me. Mamil is afraid. It puts a little bit in perspective. We can't understand a bit of Yaakov. But the whole Mahalach of Yaakov here was for us, the Doiros. And forget, it says that the Chazal say, Meshiv, Yaakov made a mistake by sending to Esau. The Gemara says, Machzik, Bosne Kelev, you shouldn't have done it. So how comes Yaakov here did it? Chazal say, Meshiv Chachamim Ocher. The Ribbono Shel Olam specially made the situation that Yaakov should make this mistake and start off with Esau, which he shouldn't have done. Why? To show us in the Ledoiros, all the activities that Yaakov Avinu did here, Ledoiro and Litzvilo Milchoma, were a lesson, Masi of a similar body, what we're to do through the long, long years of Golos, how we're meant to react with Esau. Ledoiro, Litzvilo, or Milchoma, you have to use all different tactics when necessary. And one gewaldic lesson here that we have from Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu got himself into trouble. It's hard to say. Yaakov Avinu made a silly mistake, and yet he was nitzel to Tvila. That's the lesson for us. The Moshe Leilam orchestrated such a situation, Meshiv Chachamim Ocher, that Yaakov should make the mistake of tempering Esau and then twitching Esau's ears. Sleeping, we say, let sleeping dogs lie, sleeping lions lie, and he tempered. And nevertheless, with all that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest at the end. Esau came to him, was going to kill him, and all of a sudden, Avo came to Esau, blah, blah, blah. So you see from here, the lesson is for us, the Doiros, that even if in our activity with Esau, we don't act correctly, we make a mistake, don't give up hope. The Baruch Hu is still, through Tvila, there's still Yeshua, the Klal Yisrael. So the Parsha Vayishlach is lesson for the Doiros. You're looking there. No, but running away in the middle of the night. Hashem didn't say, he could have gone to Lavan and said, Lavan, I've been here, goodbye, I want to go. And slipped away in the middle of the night. It shows us what does it show? I'm afraid of you. That's the Chil Hashem. Yeah. Okay. In the message that Yaakov gave, sent to Lavan was, Im Lavan Garti. Rashi comments, Tup shot him in Lavan Garti. Because Garti, Im Lovon Yoshavti, Im Lovon Avadati, what's Garti? So Rashi says there's two in Yonim, two messages Yaakov was saying. Number one, I was only a ger. Loinaseisi Sav of Choshuv, Elo ger, I was a lowly person, I wasn't an important macha by Yaakov, I was a hired worker, I wasn't a macha. And the bracha was, my father gave us, you're angry with me because of the bracha which I took, and the bracha was, have a gewir, you'll be the master, and I've been a gornish, master, gornish, so there's no need for you to be afraid of me. That's one pshat, garti. Then Rashi says, Dova acher, garti begmatia tariag, kaloyme, im lovan rosha garti, betariga misa shomarti, veloilomazi mi masa varoi. I lived with lovan, and I didn't, garti is the remnants of tariag, I kept tariag mitzvah. And therefore what? Lechora, the two messages are contradictory. What's Yaakov trying to do? He's trying to tell Lavan, trying to tell Esav, don't be angry with me. Because, number one, I got a bracha, Gornish Gevoron, I'm still. And I kept all the mitzvahs. Wait a minute, but if Yaakov keeps all the mitzvahs, then Esav has no kirch over him. So it's a contradiction. So what's he trying to say? So the Klei Yekor says that Lulei Divrei Rashi, Rashi says Dova Acher, I say it's not Dova Acher. They're both the same. Take away the Dova Acher, they're both the same. Yaakov said to Lavan, Yaakov said to Esau, Im Lavan Garti, Lona says it's Sabach Oshub, the good brachas were not Makoim in me, so you no need to worry about it. Esau might say, so Yaakov, what was Yaakov saying? You know why the brachas didn't work? Because the bracha isn't the words, the bracha is the machshava. When Yitzchak gave the brachas, he was thinking of giving Esau the bracha. So Yaakov, who masqueraded as Esau, is gone. It's empty words. The words don't mean anything. It's the heart that goes with it. Yaakov thought, I'm blessing Esau, and he wasn't blessing Esau, so it's garnished. So therefore, you've no need to worry about it. You've no need to worry that I got the brachas, I didn't get the brachas. Kenzine, but then he carried on. Kenzine, Esau will say, no, you did get the brachas. Only the reason why it wasn't Mekuyim was because you've not been a good boy. Because when Yaakov doesn't do mitzvahs, so Yaakov said, no, targa mitzvah shamarti. I kept targa mitzvah shamarti. Therefore, if the brachos would have been valid, then I would have been a sava choshev. Elamai is a raya that I didn't get the brachos because I cheated to get the brachos, and if you cheat, you do it underhand, it's a garnish, no reason to fear me. Also mentioned in the Mephoshim, what was Yaakov's fear? What was the origin of the fear? Well, because Esau had two Muridika mitzvahs which he hadn't kept. For these last 22 years, Esau had Yishevetz Yisrael. No, that's a goy. Yishevetz Yisrael, Gladik. He has a chus of Yishevetz Yisrael. He'd lived there. And Yaakov been out of Yisrael, a Shrek. And Chibudav, Yaakov Avinu, although Yaakov Avinu went away because his father told him, oh, but he didn't actively Mishamish, his father, was Esav did the whole time. So Yaakov was worried that Esav had two muridikas of chusim which he didn't have. How can he say Tariag Mitzvah Shamarti? He didn't. Two mitzvahs he didn't keep. So what do you mean Tariag Mitzvah Shamarti? Dachmazogin and Antotachin Shamarti. Shamarti doesn't mean I kept. We have later on, in next week's Sedra, when Yosef has the dreams and he tells his father, he repeated the dream to his father. The pasuk says, "Vaykanu boyechov." His brothers were jealous. But Aviv shomar es hadova. Zot Rashi shomar metzape umamtin. He was waiting and anticipating. When's it going to happen? How soon will it happen? Shomar can mean anticipate, look forward to something happening. Yaakov said, "Tarig mitzvah shomarti." The mitzvahs that I could keep, I kept. But those mitzvahs, these two that I couldn't keep, shomarti, the whole time I was considering, how soon can I do it? Oy bazoy, we've said many times before, the kiyum ha-mitzvah is not in your hands. The machshava, the chos above, is divided into three. You have a machshava, you want to do a mitzvah. Then you have a plan to go and do the mitzvah. And the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah is not in your hands. That's in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's hands. He takes away the possibility. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to keep the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av and Yishevetz Yisrael. And he planned, as soon as I get back, I'll do it. But his mother kept him away from Eretz Yisrael. And his father kept him away from his father, so he couldn't do it. But that shomarti I had in mind the whole time. Therefore, you did have the zechus of the shemira, of the mitzvahs, of those two mitzvahs. In the end of that, Rashi says, Tariag mitzvah shomarti, veloi lomadati mimas of haroim. I didn't learn from Lavan's bad deeds. Don't really need those words. Tariq Mr. Shamarti. Good. Whether that's adding it, you know, I wasn't influenced by Lovan's bad behavior. That's not the gear. I kept Tariq Mrs. Why those extra words? I remember clearly, I think it must have been on this Pasha. Rav Shiva Zecher Tzadik Lebracha in the Musa Shmuz in Shabbos afternoon quoted this Rashi on a Zopshat Hazoi. When Yaakov left Esav, and when Yaakov left Lavan, I'm mixing those two up too many times today. When Yaakov left Lavan in the middle of the night in the dark without telling him he's going, and Rachel gambered the Trophim, took his Ketchkes about the Zara, and Lavan got to hear about it and he came after Yaakov. Came after Yaakov with Abren, with he's going to get Yaakov. There's two things he desperately wanted. He wanted all that money that Yaakov has got, all that wealth. I can't bear that. He wanted to take that. He's going to kill Yaakov and his Ketchkes. And Yaakov Avinu, when he said to Lavan, what have you been so busy chasing me? Yaakov said, Dolakto Acharoi. Why did he say Dolakto? Rodafto. Rodaf is to pursue. Dolakto. Dolak means a flame, a fire, a deleika. Yaakov Avinu said in last week's Seder, Ma pishi machatosi ki dolakta acharoi. The way you put yourself out, the mesiras nefesh and the koichas that you put into coming after me for your gods and for the gelt, do I do mitzvahs mit the zelba bren? The tzaddik was choishet himself. Ma pishi ma dolakta ki dolakta acharoi. I didn't learn from his bad deeds how to do good deeds. I should have copied Yaakov's choshed himself that his asiyas hamitzvah wasn't as great with the same enthusiasm as Lavan's enthusiasm for Masa Maroim. That's what Yaakov Avinu was saying. So we said he was afraid he would be killed, and he was upset he might kill Achirim. Rashi doesn't say kill Esau, he said kill Achirim. So I'm sure you know the famous, I think Chalukas HaTorah, Man Achirim Rabbi Meir. Often in the Mishnah it's mentioned Achirim Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir was a ben, a descendant of Esau. So if Yaakov kills Esau, he'll be killing Achirim. Yaakov is Achirim. The Chasam Sofer says this is a remnant to something else. Yaakov Avinu, when he got up from the dream, he took a stone and he made it a matzeva and he put oil on it, and this is the promise. This was Keinan Abidne Beis HaMikdash. He set aside a place for a Mikdash Ma'at, that's a Beis HaMikdash, after Gaboit Beis HaMikdash, and he was going to come back after his troubles are over to come back and serve Hashem on this Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech had a gewaltig geshik to build the Beis HaMikdash, and Chazal tell us various reasons. One of the reasons why Hashem didn't allow him, because his hands were full of blood. David HaMelech had been a warrior, although all his killing was l'shem shamayim, but Mamish, that was his job, and he did a gewaltig job of it. But l'maisa, the Beis HaMikdash is a bias of Sholem, and he was a man who spent... His tafkid was melchama and blood, and therefore those hands can't build the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? So Yaakov was worried, if he kills Achirim, if he goes and now kills, if he has to resort to killing, when he comes back home, he can't go to that Beis HaMikdash. He's possible for making a Beis HaMikdash, just like David, that Melech wasn't allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash because his hands were filled with blood from killing. Yaakov would also have blood on his hands from killing Esau and Esau's men. Therefore, he was upset. Like Yetzel, he was upset. I won't be able to have my Beis HaMikdash. I'm sorry, but that's what my Yetzel, Yaharig Yisachir. Let's move further forward to Maase Shechem. Shechem took away Dina, and forcefully he took her away without her wishes, and he wanted to arrange that Shabbi Shidduch, he wanted to have the blessing of Yaakov to have as a wife, and so he sent his father to go and appease Yaakov. Okay. And Bnei Yaakov were very upset about it. And as we know, it says b'mirma, they acted b'mirma, and v'ayibayim ha'shalishi b'yosem koyavim, and on the third day when they told them make milah, they made milah, v'ayibayim ha'shalishi b'yosem koyavim, so they went and they killed the whole city of Shem, killed all the men. So the Mephoshim, the Rishonim, discuss what chait had they done, that they both put to death. Capturing a girl, and afilu b'ma'anas, a girl, doesn't put the whole city to death. What have they done? So the Rambans of the Pshat, the Fashid and Rishonim explain what was the chet. Haksav HaKabbalah has got a complete different look. And it's based on Zoya, based on Medrash, and based on difficulty in Psukim. He says, I'm worried to Pshat like this. First of all, they ask the following question. We always learn Taitz, the third day. Because that's the day when you feel worst after a milah. The Gemara says day one, day two is worse than day three. Day three isn't the worst day. So what's the shot? That's number one. Number two, b'hiyosam koyavim doesn't mean when they were in pain. B'hiyosam means when they were something. If you're in pain, you're not something else. It could have said a different Rashi. I don't know exactly the grammar how it would have said it. It would have said when they were in pain, not b'hiyosam, when they were koyavim. And he wants to work out that koyav doesn't mean physical pain. It means mental anguish. It means upset in your head. B'hiyosam koyavim. So he learns pshat like this. These people agreed to make a pact with Yaakov. They agreed to have Milah because to them the advantage would be there would be a financial agreement, there'd be a fantastic arrangement, there'll be free borders, there'll be a fantastic business, a great business advantage for them by making friends with Yaakov. And so they went into it and they did it, boom, boom, they went and they agreed. And afterwards, Bayom HaShlishi, when they were feeling better already, they said, what have we done? Gewalt. Now, all the nations around, can you imagine, you make a peace pact with Israel. you're a pariah. Anybody that's friendly with Israel, the whole world hates. So everybody around us, these people of Shechem said, all our surroundings, they'll come and they're going to kill us. They're going to say, you made friends with Yaakov. They were upset that they'd made a terrible mistake by agreeing to Mal. And therefore they planned, as soon as they were better, they'll go and kill Yaakov and his family. And Dinah was there, and she heard the planning, and she sent a message to Yaakov. So therefore the Bnei Yaakov heard, what? These chevra are going to kill us. No. So they're chayv misa. So therefore that's why they went along and they killed all the whole area of Shechem, because they were going to murder them. They were going to do on October 7th. They were going to wipe them out. So therefore what then should they do? So the chayv misa. So they went and killed them. Those are the Kazav Kabbalah. That's the Pshat B'Yezim Koyavim.
If they had Torah, then they're like a Ben Noach who's Mechavol and they had Misa.
Huh?
Ben Noach who Mechavol did the Chavol on themselves and they had Torah on the Misa.
Yeah, that's another, yeah, okay, that's another Pshat. But this is Gishmak in the Pesukim. I tell you one more unusual, again, a Kazav Kabbalah, and Taich again in the Maisa later on, also, Muridika Taich. The story with Reuven. Bozuk says, Vayelech Reuven, Vayeshkav es Bilo Pilegesh Aviv, Vayishma Yisrael. So the Chazal say Bilbil Yitzue Aviv. He mixed up his father's bed. Now we always touch it. That what did he do when Rochel, when Rochel died? While Rochel was alive, Yaakov had his bed in her room, and when Rochel died, he took his bed and put it in Bilhah's room. And Reuven was upset. Okay, Leah comes second best to Rochel, but not second best to Bilhah. So according to the way we learn it, he took his father's bed and put it in Bilhah's room. Kzav HaKabbalah's got a few questions. It's different in the words of the Pasuk. Where did he go? Where did Reuven go? He went into his father's room. So it's not like Yelech. Vayelech means you go out. It would be Vayovoi. It should say Vayovoi Reuven. Yeah? And why does the Pasuk say, Vayishkav is Bilo Pilegesh Aviv? It's not Pilegesh Aviv. It wasn't Pilegesh. He said before, he's in the shape of Yaakov. They were proper wives. Originally they were Pilegesh, but then they became a proper wife. And then what's Vayishma Yisrael? Vayishma, what did he hear? He saw. He came and he found his bed in the wrong room. So what's Vayishma? So they shout like this. What do you think? About it we know, the Pasuk says Vayishkav. The word Vayishkav can mean to put down. We find that he brings other psukim to degrade, to lie on the floor, Vayishkav, to lay down. Vayelech Reuven. Reuven, when Yaakov moved his bed into Bilhah's room, Reuven was annoyed. And he went out into the street and he was talking. And Vayelech Reuven, Vayishkav, and he degraded, he put down Bilhah and called her Pilegesh Aviv. He called her Pilegesh. What an insult. Yaakov Avinu has a wife. You're calling her a Pilegesh? That's an insult to her, an insult to him. Vayishma Yisrael. And Yaakov heard what Reuven had said. And that was the pshat in there. That was the appeal. Vayelech Reuven went in, he went out into the street. That's Vayelech. Vayishka means he put down, right? Put down in words, Bilhah. In what way? Pilegesh Yisrael. That she's the Pilegesh and not a wife. And there's a Ktav HaKabbalah. An interesting in the Maisa Reuven. Good Shabbos. Oh. Intact.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Good Shabbos.